Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch podcast and Blog Talk Radio show. Today is the Annunciation of the Lord, when Mary said yes. And so we're going to be doing daily reflections and readings for Lent. Lenten reflection, also by Pope Francis, and of course, we'll do a rosary. And I didn't even take a look at the golden prayers today. I should look for that. And I prayed. See, today is March 25th. Let's see, we have something. It's the 24th Trust in Providence. I could probably do that. Okay, and I have to tell you. A quick story before I get started. It was kind of cute. I have a bird feeder outside in the backyard, and I also feed the ducks. So the ducks know that you get the food on the bottom, and of course the bird feeder, the birds go in there and feed on, on top of the feeder. So this way, it was this one little female duck of mine, white, so I know it's female, the head, and a blue jay was on there. And the blue jay, the little blue jay, was feeding this big duck. And every time the blue jay would drop something, she would stick her head up and look like, I want more. I want more. She would do it again. And it did this multiple times. I went to get my camera, take a picture of it, but of course when I came back, the blue jay was gone. And so I thought it was kind of cute. You know how we should, notice things in life. It's right out there for you, we may be the little person or the big duck just walking around and praying up to the Lord, please give me some grace, give me some prayers, answer my prayers, and we keep looking up to the heavens. So I thought that was very cute. Today is, as I said, when Mary said yes, and I apologize for those who may have heard this story because it was, one of my original stories, but many, many years ago, and over 10 years now. And I was just, in my computer room, but looking for a religious book that I had. I couldn't find that book, but I found this Bible, and it had contact tape all around on the front and in the back. I really didn't know the Bible until I looked it up. And I noticed it was from my aunt, Mary Teresa. And if you want to reference, go back and listen to the Saints Among Us, how I talked about when I was in need, I was praying the rosary, and I would pray to her in between the beads, besides, Mary and everything else. I would say, well, I know you're in heaven. And I did this not once, but twice, and every time I had this greatest feeling of joy and happiness. So I believe she's in heaven, and a few months after that, my sister Susie was visiting me from New York, and she said she felt that same way like 10 years earlier when she passed and she was at the funeral in New York, which I was unable to attend. So she's definitely in heaven. So this Bible that she gave me, and I can't even remember. I mean, she had been gone in this, maybe over 20 years now, 23 years. So maybe 25 years ago. And to be honest, I can't really remember seeing it, even opening it up. But when I found this a few years ago, again, I opened up and she had a place mark with a holy picture of Mary. And it was Leah Bobby, by my middle name, which is Robert Bobby, loved Mary Teresa. But the thing about it, it was in place where this gospel reading, John and Mary said yes. And it just happened that next day, that Sunday Mass, that was the gospel reading. It was on the side of it. And so the Annunciation was on the Sunday. And so my point I'm trying to bring out is, how in the Bible, God says he knows every hair on your head. How many hairs you have? But I think more than just the hairs. He knows every time we said yes, or we're going to say yes to our Lord Jesus. He knows everything that goes on in our whole life. So I hope everybody realizes that. Every day, every minute, every second, he knows. Scary thought, right? Because maybe some of those minutes, some of those seconds, maybe you may not want him to know. So that's why we have confession. And guess what? Not only forgives, he forgets. Great, great, great. As someone would say, great Lord. So, let's get started for today. And we're reading from two little books. One I mentioned I received from St. Mark. And it's this book that says, Our Journey, Lent 2017. And it talks, I forgot to mention that we're doing yesterday, kind of busy working, and we also had our meeting, beautiful meeting. We met a new sister who's willing to join us, and myself, and she's from the Philippines, so that's another language. So, you know, I've asked the Holy Spirit, well, you know, Holy Spirit, why can't it be like, remember when we first gave up, everyone was able to speak their tongues and could understand different languages? Well, I still only know English, but maybe he'll give me these other fellow sisters and brothers in Christ who know Spanish or Filipino or other languages that one day, I hope and pray, that could they be doing these podcasts in their language. So we truly could be around the world. And so we're going to be doing Friday and Saturday. So I apologize for the delay on the Friday. And Friday, it says, March 24th, it says, Return, Israel, to the Lord your God. You have stumbled because of your iniquities. And the daily prayer for that day is, When I stumble on my journey, help me rise and return to you, loving and faithful God. And then for the Friday, week 3 of Lent, it's help me up, Lord. Help me up. And then the Bible reading is, how great is the mercy of the Lord and his forgiveness for those who return to him. And it states here, this is the reflection of Pope Francis. When a child falls, what does she do? She raises her hand to her mom, to God, to Dad, and to help her up. Let us do the same. If it's our weakness, you fall in sin. Raise your hand, Lord, and take it and help it up to you. We are sinners with forgiveness because new creatures filled by the Spirit and filled of joy. Now the new reality begins for us, the new heart, the new spirit, the new life. We are forgiven sinners who have received divine grace. We can't and even teach others to sin no more. God's forgiveness is what we all need. It is the greatest sign of mercy. It is the gift for every forgiven sinner is called to share with every brother and sister he meets. All those whom the Lord has placed beside us, family, friends, co-workers, parishioners, everyone needs, as we do, the mercy of God. It is beautiful to be forgiven. But you too, if you want to be forgiven, forgive in turn. The thought of the day, how might I best thank God for forgiveness and share that experience with others? Wow, that's amazing. And I have to say myself, I mean, we have family members, both sides of my wife and myself, who may have turned away from God. And if we could only help them, Lord. Prodigal son, which I've talked about, come back to you. We pray that they come back. It's funny how I tell the story, how we look it up to God. We'll deliver some grace. The same way how this little duck, the big duck actually, was looking up at the blue jay for some food. But the food that we need is not the table food that we eat. It is food for our soul. The grace of God. So let's work on today's Saturday, March 25th, the Annunciation of the Lord. We associate the Annunciation with Christmas, but Mary's faithful response is an inspiration for our Lenten journey. Gabriel said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." Luke 1:28. The daily prayer. Be with me, Lord. Let your favored rest upon me, so that I may follow the example of Mary and be obedient to your will. And then the reflection of Pope Francis. So that one for today. Saturday 3. Responding to God's grace. The reading of Luke 8:21. My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. That's why in Legion of Mary, they are called brothers and sisters. Everything is a free gift from God. Everything is grace. Everything is a gift out of God's love for us. The angel Gabriel calls Mary full of grace. In there, there's no room for sin because God chose her from eternity to be the mother of Jesus, preserved her from original sin. And Mary responds to grace, abandoning herself, saying to the angel, "Let it be done to me according to your word." Luke 1:38. And the word was made flesh in her womb. God works in many marvelous in us. Physically, Mary received the power of the Holy Spirit and gives flesh and blood to the Son of God, who forms within her. Spiritually, she accepts the grace and responds to it with faith. She conceives first faith, then the Lord. This mystery of acceptance of grace, which Mary has unique privilege, was without obstacle of sin. It is possible for all. We too are asked to listen to God, who speaks to us to accept God's will. Nothing is more productive and fruitful than listening to and accepting God's word. The Lord is always speaking to us. The thought of the day. Like Mary, how might I bring God to birth within me and share the experience with others? Very dramatic and dynamic words. And I hope you hear our podcast doing that, sharing the word of God and our experiences to others. But this should be not something I do alone. This should be shared from all of us. So those who love to do it, I'm happy to help. But if you don't want my help and you could do it yourself, that is great. Anyone could go on Block Talk Radio and sign up. And I think that for the first 30 minutes, it's free. So you could have the free package. I haven't paid anything yet to Block Talk Radio. So, anyone who could hear this voice could also do the Block Talk Radio. And the podcasting does cost money, so I'm not going to deny that. But I'll be happy to set anyone up who wants to. And it'd be great if it's another language, like Spanish or Filipino or any language. So my goal is to reach and speak to everyone in the world. And that's not for me speaking. That's the Holy Spirit speaking through Mary and our Lord Jesus Christ. So I just want to do one prayer that I saw in here before I start the road. Let's do a time check and see how I'm doing. 15 minutes, so I think I can do most of it. Let's just see. And I think it's page 44. Okay, I apologize for the delay. We have this out already. This one was actually for yesterday. And it's called Trust in Providence. That's good, because isn't that what we were talking about today? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. No one can be a slave of two masters. he either hates the first and loves the second, or be attached to the first and despises the second. You cannot be a slave to both God and of money. This is why I'm telling you not to worry about your life and what you eat or what your body or what you wear. Surely life is more than food and your body is more than clothing. Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap or gather into the barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth more than they are? Any of you, however, much worried, I had one single cubic of span of life. And why worrying about clothing? Think of the flowers growing in the fields. They never have to work or spin. Yet, I assure you that not even in Solomon in all his royal robes was clothed like one of these. Now, if God clothes the wild flowers growing in the fields, for which they are today and thrown away in the furnace tomorrow, will he not much more look at you and have little faith? And those who have little faith, do not worry. Do not say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? It is the Gentiles who set their hearts on all these things. Your heavenly Father knows you need them all. Set your hearts on the kingdom first and God's justice, and all these other things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Amen. And in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. That is such a great prayer. And it's so true. We need to be reminded of this prayer every day because we all, and that includes me, we all have these situations where, what are we going to eat today? I'm always planning, well, what's my meal for tonight? Actually, let's concentrate on that and more on our Lord. So, on that note, let's see how much we can get out of those we've done. Hopefully, we can do most of it. And I found a little secret, those who are signing up for Block Talk Radio. They let you go a few minutes, even though it says, you know, 10 seconds. 60 seconds, 90 seconds. It goes over a little bit. Thank God for that. I felt like I can actually finish the rose in time. And let's see. I had to. A little bit. Sorry for the pause anymore. I'll just start the rosary. I don't see. Oh, here we go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, guardian angel. I tell you, my guardian angel right now is my only producer I have. So, thank you, guardian angel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. It's opening prayer. Come, O Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with the faithful and inkling in the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, O Lord, that they shall create, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray, God our Father, pour out the gifts of your Holy Spirit unto the world. You sent up the Spirit on the church to begin with teaching the gospel. Now your Spirit continues to work through the world, through the hearts of all those who believe, through Christ our Lord. Amen. You, O Lord, will open my lips, and my tongues shall announce your praise. Incline unto my aid, O God. O God, make haste to help me. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And today is Saturday. I know that the great. The Joyful Mysteries. That is great. Considering what we're doing today, that is so perfect. The first Joyful Mystery, the Annunciation. And that is today. Wow, that's great. And when the angel had come to her and he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee," the fruit of the humility. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed. Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Second joyful mystery, the visitation. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." Luke 1:41-42. Fruit in the mystery, love of a neighbor. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou art among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The third joyful mystery, the birth of Jesus. She gave birth to a born son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in Luke 2:7. Fruit in the mystery, poverty in spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The fifth joyful mystery, finding the child Jesus in the temple. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Fruit of the mystery, joy in finding Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. As it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, and is now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sins, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as there was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you we do cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you we do set up our sighs, mourning and weeping in the valley of tears. Turn this most gracious advocate in the eyes of mercy towards us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life and death and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation, grant that we beseech you that by meditating upon these mysteries in the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint John the Evangelist, pray for us. Saint Louis Maria de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we'll do the final two prayers for you. Ratification of Frank Stuff and the Venerable Adele and Frank Duff. God our Father, you inspired your servant Frank Duff with the profound insight into the mystery of your church and the body of Christ and of the peace of Mary, the mother of Jesus, in this mystery. In his immense desire to share this insight with others and fulfill the dependency on Mary, he formed her legion to be a sign of maternal love for the world, and by means of enlisting all her children in the church and evangelizing world. We thank you, Father, for the grace conferred on him, for the benefits of occurring to the church from his courageous and shining faith. With confidence, we beg you through his intercession, you grant the petition we lay before you, that all those seeking the Lord will find him and will receive his graces and the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives us and God the Father and Son. So we ask that in accordance with your will and the holiness of your life, you may be acknowledged by the church for the glory of your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now the prayer for the beatification for the Venerable Adele Queen. Eternal Father, I thank you for the grace you gave to your servant Adele Queen of striving to live always in the joy of your presence, for the radiant clarity infused into her heart by the Holy Spirit, and for the strength she draws from the bread of life to labor until death for the glory of your name and loving dependency on Mary, the mother of the church. Confident, O merciful Father, that her life was pleasing to you, we beg you to grant me through her intercession the special favor I now implore, and make known by the miracles of the glory of your name the special that we implore, my personal attentions, this for my prodigal son, that he will come back to our Lord. Amen. And to make known this miracle to the glory she enjoys in heaven, so she may be glorified also by the church on earth. Through Christ our Lord, amen. And in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And if it had any favors attributed to her intercession and also was for Frank Duff, you should notify in writing to the Legions of Mary, the Montfort House, Morningstar Avenue, Brunswick Street, Dublin, number 7, in Ireland. Oh, that's great. Thank you, St. Patrick, for making Ireland a Catholic country and bringing us all his priests and sisters and deacons. Amen to that. I hope everyone has a good Saturday, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have a good evening. And a great lunch.